Ran through right in the beginning of this visit with John Turner and Henry. Henry for the first time since we got here. It was Saturday, the 15th of March, 75. First, a little while early in the afternoon, middle of the afternoon, and then after supper by dark with John Turner and Henry.
This Saturday, the 15th of March, 75, Channel 2, right.
If he had some things how to put together. Because every time I ask him this, God do it and they gotta do it, and then you can't pin on nobody.
Well,
can't pin on them no more.
I was about to figure, I was wondering what about you? You just can't depend on anybody to help you, is that right?
That's it. They promise you, but that's all.
Uh-huh. Well,
I'll teleport to come here this evening and plant that whole field. You gotta track it with two planters.
Yes.
I can't find him nowhere. We done read all about hunting.
Is that right, Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what about that? Just can't find him.
He says I passed home for Mr. Beckham.
Yeah.
And we went to that field. He wasn't there.
Yeah.
Supposed to have been there ever since that right afternoon.
Yeah.
Can't find him nowhere. And I got to see and everything in the car. And I don't know where he is.
Lord, Lord, John. And you got everything ready to go?
You got it right there, yes, ma'am.
Well, what do you think you can do now?
You reckon I could use them panels of hills and get them fixed where they was wet?
Well, with Henry to show you what, you know,
and
you and Henry
together.
Together.
That's right. If he showed me how to put it together, I'll put them together and then I could come right the first next week and start planting nonstop till I get through. You see, because you can't depend on other people. They won't be able to tell you one thing and they'll do another. Fighting is a failure.
Ain't that awful, John?
Yes, sure is.
And especially when you're depending on him.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, you know where that, I don't know what to tell you. You know where that planter is.
Yes, I used it before, but.
And he doesn't know anything about it.
Yes.
You have to have a planter, don't you?
Yes, ma'am. That's what you have to have. And how come you didn't remember me? I reckon you wasn't taking though. I was just tend to bring that mule harness over here. That horse harness? You didn't bring them over. How you, Mr. Mark?
How you doing?
Well, hello there. Well, hello.
Well,
Dan Byrne, pull up a chair there, Henry. I got a stick of gold now. Pull up that chair there for him, John. Here's a chair. Sit down right there. Pull over here, Don.
Yeah.
Where I can hear you.
Yeah.
Sit over there where we can hear
come
you.
Come over here, John, yeah.
Oh,
I'm dusty. Well, John, but that burn, Henry, I didn't know. You had it, haven't you?
Oh, yes, sir. Yesterday, I'm still down in the back. I'm done just hopping now.
Are you?
Yes, yeah, so I'm just trying to get by that mistake. I mean, I've been on questions.
Oh, that burn, all this time?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, you really got buried down there, didn't you?
Yes, I sure did. I got completely covered.
Mm-hmm.
And that dirt's heavy?
Yes, it's heavy.
Well, how'd they get you out?
They dug him out with a shovel and tractor.
Think of that, John. Did you know you...
I ain't going up under there. And for me, they'll hold on there to dig out.
You never thought of anything like that going to happen to you, Henry?
No, sir.
Did you hear you?
Yes, ma'am. I didn't know anything for a long time, you know.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I just passed completely out. I didn't know anything. I was in the hospital for a length of time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
So you didn't know what happened to you, did you?
No, sure didn't. I was going back and through to the doctor. So that I said, and then I could do, you know, for coming back. And x-ray and things on it,
yeah.
Well, you better not do no heavy lifting, that's what. I had to do all the lifting up for Ken.
Well, at least they got you on your feet.
Yes, sir. And I still have a lot of trouble with my legs. Things go dead at times, you know, just collapse, fall down.
that right? Did you hear that, Faith?
Yes, I did. That is.
Mm.
God, that's bad.
Well, how do you guard against that?
I got a stick in this car now. I keep walking stick, but sometimes I try to go without it. You know, this mustard can.
Yeah. Is that what this thing?
Yeah, so I just try to stop a stick in mustard can. You know, I just fall down. That's all I didn't have to do. You know, just had to do it to the legs, get back in shape, and then try to go again.
And if you fall down, there's anything you can do about it?
That's right. You're not like a bitch.
You just down.
That's right.
Well, I say that's not funny, is it?
No, it's sure not. Y'all really can't. We've been concerned about you.
Yeah,
that's
I told right. him you've been asking about him and asking about him.
We sure have been.
Well, I couldn't hardly believe what
he
said.
He and I were fixing to go on and do something, but after he got hurt up, that just throws me all out of whack, dude. All out of whack.
He was. That's bad as being in a coal mine, ain't it?
It sure is.
Except it didn't explode.
That's right.
You're right. I found that peanut seeds, Mr. Palmer.
Yeah?
I went there and bought a bag. You know what it is for 50 pounds?
Don't tell me, John.
$30.
Yeah.
50 pounds, $30. Well, I went and found another fella had them for $25. Seminole seed store in Ocala.
Oh.
They're cheaper the Seminole seed store than it was to Mr. Palmer.
Well, what about that?
Well,
I got a bag from now and there. I got two bags. I got 100 pounds of peanut seed. Got them in my car now.
Will that do you?
If it don't, I'll put the other in the peas.
Yeah.
But the man supposed to been coming here this evening with the tractor to plant that stuff for me this evening.
Yeah.
And you see, I can't find him nowhere.
Yeah.
I went to the field where he's supposed to be in planting.
Yeah.
He ain't been there.
Well?
John, let me ask you, what is this that comes on the rutabaga leaves? Just a little
white
stuff?
Looks like white dust.
No, I ain't put no dust. I don't know what that is.
No, you didn't put it
I
on.
I know you didn't.
Reckon that's just the greens, ain't it? Do that. You reckon that's what that is?
I don't know. Just a little.
Yeah.
Little bit of
that. Our seeds was on them, I carried home.
Is that right? Sure. But you went ahead, didn't bother with them?
Washed them off and cooked them.
Well, now, Becker. Becker got all them tractors down there, John.
Yeah, but he hired them at, that's who feels that man's supposed to be in the season, with them with that new Ford tractor with all them planters.
New?
Yeah, he got a new Ford tractor. Brand new one, a colored boy. He got two or three tractors. Now, he's supposed to plant that man's field for him this season. That's where I've been down there reading on him and looking.
Well, the thing of it is, if you get a little custom work, like the fella says, who got rigged up, why, he can plant it before you get started.
That's what I said. But you I can't find him. He told me to meet him there right afternoon. I done been to that field twice. Come by there, that's not. He ain't there. I don't know what happened. He ain't there.
You got to keep after him.
And then when I go back, well, he might be done been there and done planted and going from there. This is a thing, I don't know.
Well, this fella, you see, that did that plowing for us. He was over there several days, and we just kept after him all the time. Wouldn't let him get out of sight.
Yeah, that's right. Sure did have to do that, didn't he? Would have got out of sight, too.
Yeah, I do believe it.
Yeah, sir.
And after he got here, I had to watch him in every field.
Yes.
I couldn't tell him ahead of time where to go.
Sure, right. That's right.
Well, the way it was, I went over there and told him to leave that boundary.
Sure.
Why, he plotted up just like I hadn't said anything.
Sure, right.
Well, what am I going to do? Just stand there?
Sure, right. No, no. No, no.
I don't know. We get in trouble, don't we, Henry?
So do. Yes, sir.
The best piece of plan I ever saw was when you and Henry sat down there.
Yeah.
Y'all watched and did it just right.
That's right.
Boy, I thought y'all would make a good team.
You sure would. Now, that ain't no joke. But maybe you get well enough, maybe we can do something. I tell you what, he know how to hitch up them things and things. I don't, but he's showing me and I'll hitch him up like he belongs.
Yeah.
You got stuff out there.
He can take a chair out there and set it up.
Show me how, tell me how to hook it up. And I get it hooked up, I'll put it together now, and then I come Monday or sometime. All I had to do was just start and go ahead on and get to.
Sure.
But
well, you see, you knew what was here, and you
right.
knew you could use all that.
Yeah,
the only thing is,
sure
when
right.
you used it the last, when you used it before, it just sort of hanging together, wasn't it?
It sure were.
And it seemed like it just a waste of time to use that old stuff.
Yeah.
But you can't get somebody else.
See, you've got a couple of planters out there.
Sure will.
Everything.
So I guess that's what you'll have to do.
You're right.
Huh.
What happened to this fella? You've been having trouble, John.
What fella?
That man over there in the Duke.
In the Duke?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? But the fella got killed?
Yeah.
That was my brother-in-law. He wasn't in no joke.
He wasn't?
Yeah, he was walking through that bar filler house.
Oh.
Yeah. He had something crooked in that, too. That fella was walking around. They carried him down to the jail, and he's back before they got there with him. Back from the time they got there, good, you'd think he was in jail. That man, I was walking around. Kill that man right there like that for nothing.
Just killed him walking by the house?
They told him something about a driveway. Trying to make out something about a driveway, but it wasn't nothing about no driveway to tell him. He tell me he had it in for him. Tell me he had something in him against him a good bit ago.
Oh, really?
Tell me this man was killing him. He caught him stealing gas out of his car. And he shot at him one night and said a bullet sort of glanced him, and he had that in him for him to tell me. I don't know.
Oh.
He was in that man yard, but he killed stealing gas. And he shot and said he heard somebody hollering.
Yeah.
And so it just rocked on until he finally got the drop on him and killed him.
Yeah.
You,
maybe.
Young man. He's slender, just like tall, just like Henry.
Yes.
And he knows something about tractors and things too.
Oh.
He was waking down to the city too.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was waking down there too. He's driving them big trucks and things.
Well, now he wasn't the one who got that restaurant over there.
No, sir, not that. John, another boy was raised up right there. I remember little bitty Philip, and he was raised up with my children. I don't know what got into that boy. Grab what was sawed off, say, the little double barrel shotgun was sawed off. And that's what he reached in the car and got and hit him in the head with it. Three good blows.
Hit him with it?
Yeah, he didn't shot him, just beat him to death with it. Hit him three little good licks right across the head, bust his head open. That's a didn't shoot him or nothing, just beat him with it.
Isn't that awful?
They told some of them boys, they pick him up and came out in my yard, he just knocked out. He ain't know he had to kill him, they say. So he just knocked out, pick him up and came out of my yard.
And you saw the boys that he's talking to.
Yeah, so they was telling me about it. They was down there. I heard so much of things blowing that evening, I didn't even go down there because I didn't know what it was blowing from. I don't go around them places that much myself because I'm scared of that kind of stuff. Down around them old buildings. That was close to old Duke, but it wasn't in the Duke place, no. It was close to it. A little house set off there from it.
Oh.
Yeah. They had a big barbecue eat over there and things. Barbecued some meat and stuff. Was over there eating and having a good time. Barbecuing and things.
He's coming from the barbecue.
No, he's coming from over there to that other place, going to his house. His house down a little further.
Yeah.
And when he got long there, said the fella went to Argonne and bought his car in the driveway. Your car in my driveway. And so he told him, my car ain't in your driveway. And he told him he is in the driveway. And says that time he said, man, I'll knock you down. And so he told the other man what he killed, told him, said, oh no, those don't hit me. And so that time he reached in that car and got that gun. The fella told me, said, he was standing there looking. Got that gun and hit him the first lick. He shoved him first, Then the first lick he hit him, he didn't fail. But the second lick he went down. And he ain't moving no more till he moved him. Bleed all that blood down on the ground.
You didn't see it?
No. I heard the things blowing. Me and my wife was coming from the Hawthorne. You know where Hawthorne? That's where we was coming from. That was that Sunday evening. We heard them things blowing. We said, where the police going or something blowing? Tell me when they had a lot of people come and say, really, don't kill that man, don't Charles, don't kill Jack Baker. I said, kill Jack Baker? Yeah, he done kill him. I said, you sure he did? I said, yeah, he did. Hell yeah, he had got him. So somebody went in there and gonna be smart. Slip a knife on his hand, on his left hand. So the sheriff come, the sheriff has him, the investigator said, is he left-handed or right-handed? Laid a knife on his hand like he had a knife on his left hand. Pretending he had a knife, but the knife was closed, wasn't open.
It wasn't his knife?
No, it wasn't his knife, you see. It really wasn't his knife.
Now this fellow Charles, he was a pretty rough
fellow. I ain't never known him to be so bad as all of that, but I don't know what got him that evening. I don't know what got him to him.
You seen him since then?
I've seen him 3 or 4 times going along the road in his car. He went over there to medical center.
Yeah,
that hospital.
Yeah, I
say
medical center.
He went over to that hospital over there to meet him.
Or you say him?
Yeah, I said, I say went over there to the
Medical Center.
Mm-hmm.
Look at
that hospital. Yeah. Gainesville.
Yeah. Well, sir.
Gee,
well, that's
hard
on everybody,
isn't it? It sure is. I'm
going to
tell you. It sure is.
Now, how far was that from you?
From where I live? About a mile in.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
About
just
about
a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just close enough that you... Nobody all the time.
Yeah, these dumb fellas come around and tell me about it. That's all I know.
Well, are you all going to work a while?
I'm gonna work on that thing a while so you can get it out there and get it together anyway.
You got on your good clothes.
No, this kind of old coat I wear when I'm going out in the cold.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah.
This
Langley got cool.
Yeah.
So
I put on this old coat because it got cool this morning.
Well, it sure is disappointing to depend upon somebody.
It sure is. You, that hurts me. That hurts me. If I tell you something I'm going to do, I want to do that. I want to do it. And if I can't do it, I'm going to call and tell you. Now, I've been trying to call y'all yesterday evening. I couldn't get no call, so I laid it down and went on. And while I pick it up again, I hear hang it up again, I go. I say, I'll wait about an hour and I'll go back there again. Then I'm going to go back there again, I hear something, I say, I say, I can't get it through. I don't know what's the matter.
Wonder
what they be doing. Somebody be waking on that thing or something.
Sometimes when you can't get through, if you'll call the operator, she can get through.
She it on, that's right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, John. I was here most of the time.
Yes, sir.
In there working.
Sure. Henry, I better go while I got you here to help show me how to fix them things together.
Yeah, okay. Take that chair out there for Henry.
Yes, sir.
All right.
And a chair out there?
Yeah, there's a chair out there.
Take that, take one of them, yard chairs.
Yes.
Some of them. All right.
Well, I'm glad to see you, Mr. Nelson.
I'll see you before you go.
Well, Henry, I sure am glad to see you up, and I'm glad you came back.
Yes.
Hello, ma'am.
Have a seat. We'll give you a cup of coffee.
All right.
I got some coffee.
Yes, ma'am.
Little...
Oh, my.
There's some cornbread over there. Would you all have a little more beans?
No, ma'am. Just the coffee would be all right.
Is that all right, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Because Are y'all going to go home and eat?
That's right. We're going
well,
right home.
To me too, babe. I got it. I have had it.
Okay.
It's breakfast. Well, John, it's nice.
Hit my leg, dude. Now, you know I hurt that thing? What I'm trying to do, get killed?
Me? What'd you do yourself?
Yeah, man, that thing fell on me just then that day.
What's that?
I said, that platter, I let it hit against that leg, and it knocked it, and it's hurting now a little bit.
What hit you?
The platter. All them platter, that thing fell down on it.
Oh.
What do you mean, that whole gutter?
Yeah, that whole little wreck.
That whole wreck?
Yeah, it just fell down and bumped against me. It didn't hurt too bad, but it feels like it got to be sore.
I don't know how it would do that, John.
I was snatching back on it, trying to get it back in the right place, and it slipped all the way out. That's what happened.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Henry, I want John to tell Guy what he told me and you.
Yes, ma'am.
What'd you say out yonder now? If you don't get that stuff planted, it's who's...
It's on me now. Because the other fellow done fooled me long enough. Got to go. You know, next Friday is Good Friday.
Yeah.
All next week is a good time to plant other stuff.
Yeah.
And young moon, growing moon.
Yeah.
Corn and peas.
You told me and Henry, if you didn't do it, we could lay on you.
That's right.
And Henry and I...
Not be done now.
Henry and I said we would.
Yes, ma'am.
Because the thing's already ready to go.
Well, now, you think it's pretty good to have Henry around?
Sure right. If I could get him to come over here with me, if he don't be hurting too bad or something, I'd get him to come over here with me, be around with me.
Yeah.
You ain't gonna hurt him to sit down, is it? Look
no.
And tell me, say, but you're going wrong there, old man. Come back this way. He
yeah.
Couldn't hurt with it.
No.
Said, there's something that come loose on there, old man. Let's fix it.
Yeah.
Well, he'd be there to help me a little bit like that. That'll help me a heap.
Yeah. The other fella needs a little encouragement.
Yes, sir.
I tell you, I've tried it. That old cultivator frame is...
You want to put that in first?
No, you go ahead with John.
Well, that's me.
Go ahead.
Is the frame what now?
That old cultivator frame is mean to handle.
It sure is.
Yeah.
It sure is. My brother don't got one, but it ain't just for a Ford tractor. It ain't heavy then.
Oh, it's not.
And it sure ain't. That's the one I was supposed to get, and he put his tractor in the shop to get the... That would lift up the plow. That something happened to it. He's going to pick them up. The planter and the plow, he won't pick them up. It had been picking them up. He put it in his shop.
Yeah.
The man kept it down there a week, and then he brought it back, and it worked till he made two rounds in the field, and it ain't worked no more.
Oh, I'm
a guy. And he going hire another man to work on it. I said, I'd have told the man to come back and do his work over. Wouldn't you?
Sure, it felt like it.
Yeah, well, he didn't. He just carried it to another fella. I told him I'd have carried it back to the man who'd done the work.
Maybe he's glad to be rid of him.
Maybe he's glad to turn that for the loot.
Well, John, who you carry your work to?
Huh? As long as he was up, I carried it to him.
Yeah.
And my car need a set of points or anything, he's stepping right on there for me.
Yeah.
Spark plugs. You know, I go again.
but when you don't have him, you got a place to go?
No, sir. I'm just in trouble. I don't have enough money to go to them other places. Them other fellas want everything they can get. See, my car brake shoes was gone. He put them brake shoes on that car.
When did you do that, Henry?
Sir?
When did you put them on?
They've been on there a long
time. That's been quite a while.
Oh,
has
it?
Yes.
That's where you got hurt. You put them on there and they're still there. Put them new kits in there and put them... Brake drums and things over there. Put all that on there for me. And it passed right through inspection like that.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
Sure it is.
You took it through yourself?
Yes, sir.
Well, I quit trying to take it through myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, they see me coming.
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I can't please them.
No.
And furthermore, I get sort of...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you give me that shibboleth out there, I'll get it too.
Oh, well, yeah.
Huh?
Give me that shibboleth out there, I'll get it too.
Shibboleth.
Well, what you got to trade?
Two big hogs. You don't want no. You don't want no hog. I got two nights tonight, Joker.
Yeah, well, what you can't do without them?
Well, I just tell you, I ain't got reason no more. Try to reason no more. They ain't got no place for them to run.
Yeah.
You put them in that, you know, pen. You just got plenty of feed to live by.
Yeah.
And I got two. A male and a gilt.
Yeah.
Nice one. We made about $250 a piece.
Yeah.
And we don't eat much pork.
Yeah. Well, you know, that Chevy passed inspection. It's got a tag on it.
You're right.
It's got a license and a tag.
Yeah.
My wife wants me to get me something to get around in, say, because she wants something where she can come where I is or something. She don't want to follow me all the time. She want to slip up on me, I reckon. Ain't that right, Mr. Mark?
Yeah.
She want to slip up on me sometimes, see them waking up, playing off.
That's right. That's right. You need somebody, John, to keep after you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what me and Henry going to do now.
Yo, I'm going to whoop to me if I don't get over here. Isn't that something? So, Henry, if you be down here, you can't come. I might have to come on in there, huh? I can't wait on you.
Okay.
But, Henry, I hope you can come because you can keep him straight.
Yes, ma'am.
All you have to do is just watch him.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. What did John do with all his time over there, Henry?
You ought to come see. No, you tell him to come see.
Oh, yeah.
You know I'll be working at them pear trees and everything around there, man.
Oh, man, you got lots of trees around your house.
All them pear trees
yeah,
I got
yeah,
there, man.
Well,
them things loaded, too.
Oh, they are?
If it don't come a cold, I'll have some pears this time.
You mean they really loaded?
Yeah, ain't no joke.
Oh.
Well, they wasn't loaded last year, was it?
They was, but the cold, you know that last bit of cold.
Yeah.
Now, if no more cold don't come, it'll be plenty of it.
He sure will, because I really love this guy.
You can just look at them sticking in there, just like my fingernail up in them limbs.
Well, they just got one more week to go for Easter.
That's right.
You think we can make a...
It was a frost this morning.
So it was a frost.
You didn't know
morning?
It was a frost this morning, a light frost this morning.
Don't tell me.
Really? It was a light frost over there this morning.
That wasn't enough to hurt about it.
No. Out of little meter plants, I got some little meter plants about like that then. In them cups like I got them pear trees in?
Yeah.
I got some little meter plants about like that, and it scorched the top of them a little bit. It didn't kill them, but it scorched them a little bit.
Yeah.
Bill, what do you set out onion plants?
Do I?
I said, do people set them out? Plant them from the seed and then set them out?
I don't know. You got some seed?
No, but I think the man on that Millwood Road. He got onion plants out there. Look about like that there. Look like they come up on the seed.
Oh, I see. Spinach.
Uh-huh. And you can take them and set them out and they'll grow a big onion.
Yes.
And then he got lettuce out there. He got cabbage plants and lettuce plants there.
Oh.
And they're pulling them out. They're them all.
Well, can we get some?
I believe you can.
Well, let's put out some.
What his name? What them people name? Ain't a Mexican and it's a West Indies.
Must be.
Well, he was out there today pulling them. Excuse me, they ain't pulling none of them cabbage plants, Holly, but I see them loading them trucks, you know.
Oh.
Just starting on them. Yeah. This that all. Large cabbage.
Yes.
But then when I had down there, they went onto the bed. They had to.
Yeah.
Let them stay thick too long.
Yeah. And
you know I broke up that garden the same time I did that field. I mean, you see how that stuff is? Did you notice on there?
What's that?
The garden.
It growed up, you mean?
That is, on this end of it, there's some mooder in there or something.
Yeah.
And it's clean on the other end, and on this end, you can see the grass coming back.
Yeah.
And you broke
well,
up.
Well, you have to, how you going to get that grass out? You know what we used to get it out with? Was one of them
tater
rake. What?
Tater rake.
No, don't you know we had that little mule
hair? Oh, yeah, that's right. That was scratching the tail all the pieces. That's right.
Keep scratching it. For
sure, right.
Time,
sure,
thing,
would.
You know, it'd be pretty well. God, I haven't gotten a thing that works like that.
Sure, right.
Have you?
No. You know, I intend to bring them horse harness today, and after Henry come down to the house, you know, with his wife, I said, well, I know what I'll do.
I said, I'll go now and kick Henry where he wanted down here sitting down. I fooled him off and got him away from there. And that's why I didn't get them harness. I see I had to lay them up there to bring them.
Yeah.
See how they'll fit on the horse. I see I got me a Dixie plow out there to make up a bed with.
Yeah.
You didn't see it?
Uh-uh.
Here under your shed.
That's a nice Dixie plow out there. Sure.
That's your plow?
Yeah.
Or you bought that lately?
No.
No, he's had it.
Well, that's a Dixie plow under there. A little nice one, too.
Yeah, is that
nice.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now you can just use that
but
little.
I haven't got anything to pull it with. I haven't got no harness or nothing.
Yeah, that's what I say. I could have brought them on mine. I was going to bring them along and see how they'd fit your horse. You know, you're telling me to bring mine?
Yeah.
Sure.
That man said he ain't trouble. He said he ain't going to make no more harness. His wife went off and leave him. And he said he ain't going to bother with nothing. So he just hoped the Lord will help her to come back and consider and come on back home. His wife walk off and leave him. So
just walk off and leave him.
Yeah.
Why, John?
I don't know what happened to him.
And so he just don't have the heart to make harness anymore.
Mm-mm. See, another man told him, why don't you get you another wife? So he told him, uh-uh. See, I don't want nothing but mine. That was mine. And I'm used to her, and she used to my ways, and I'm used to her. So I don't want nobody but her back.
Yeah.
Said, you go pray to the Lord, she'll come back. That's what he said.
You think that might help?
That might help him. I don't know.
How about some more coffee, John?
No, that's a plenty, Miss.
How about you, Henry?
I have a plenty. Thank you, man.
Honey.
Give him a little something to hold him. They've got a long ways to go.
You'll be there, though, for it won't take long. I'll go over here and see this. I'm going to see them people and see if I get some of them plants for next week. But one day next week, I come over here. I done got the plant and everything on that rack. If I happen to have to take the disc and go down in that garden and cut up some of that, I can just lose that and won't have to do it. Just fasten it back on there.
That's right.
Because the planter's already fixed now on that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be nice.
All oiled guy and everything. Henry and John.
Oh, he worked there. He showed me how to do the work. He couldn't do much lifting or nothing, but he got it. But he helped them wrenches under there, put it on that bolt and hold it while I turn the other end.
What'd he do? How'd he help you, John?
Sir?
How did
Andrew
help you?
He took the wrench and put it up under them and the whole boat turned and he hold one in and I just turned the other.
I see.
I ain't hoping that good, that'll
that way it'd give you one free hand.
Yeah, I believe he'd have called that thing fell on my leg too. Sitting up on top of it trying to sit out. His leg worried him. And if his leg worried you can't help that any.
But the main thing he helped you was just being there.
Oh, sure right. Help show me how to where them holes supposed to be fast and we measured it with your rule, but we hung it back right where it was.
Yeah.
That showed you how many feet they're supposed to be apart, them planters.
Yeah.
You had a little old different little old frame, you know, with a 3-point hitch thing made on it.
Yeah.
It would be so much handier to just let them stay together all the time, them planters.
Yeah.
And then let the plow stay on that and you can when you get to the plow just hook to that.
Yeah.
You're ready to plant, just hook to that.
Yeah.
Oh, that'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, Henry, I got one. He can get one.
No, that's it.
That's right.
That's right. That's right, right, right.
Yeah.
You know a fella comes through here one time, you know what they do? They look around and see everything.
That's right.
And he wanted to buy that $10. I told him what was $10 to me.
Want to buy what for 10?
That frame.
Oh, man.
Must have been crazy.
Well, even by Ed Morgan, what good would $10 be?
Man, you go to the tractor place to buy one of them and see what they'll call Hugh. My brother-in-law bought one. I bet you he said he don't want to buy there nothing. I forgot what he told me he paid for that thing now, but anyway, he said it was enough money.
Well, that's really got the metal in it.
It sure is.
It's talking about this large $10. Man, $10 can't buy nothing today.
Mm-mm.
No.
No, he can't buy that for $10.
You sure won't.
He owed you $10 for that.
No, Mr. Paul, I know he was ashamed of himself.
He just gone home and bragged about it, see.
I beat that man out of that, Jonah. I beat him out of that. That's what he'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right.
Yes. I cleaned his plow.
I don't believe in just taking nothing from nobody.
No.
But I want to be reasonable with him, man, and I'll be reasonable with them.
But he just want that for nothing.
That's right.
He'd have been better off to just give it to him.
That's right.
Yeah.
And to take
yeah.
care of
it. Yeah, give it
that's
him.
Right. I'll go ahead and have it.
Yeah.
Have $10.
Sure, right.
Then it wouldn't hurt his conscience after that, would it?
That's right.
I tell you, it sure is nice to have Henry here.
Yeah, sure, right.
I tell you, Henry, we this
been,
is a real celebration.
He's been through something, though. He's been sending all kind of doctors. Oh, Lord. Poor boy, but he looks like he's going to make it. I hope he don't go ahead on and go and leave, because we need him around here on the wall.
And he said, you said you didn't, for a while, you didn't know whether you'd ever walk or not.
That's right.
Gee, see.
Gosh, that was...
When he did, the hip got up, first got up, he was on crutches. You know what I was telling you about them?
Yeah,
he got
sure
a brand
did.
New pair of crutches. I don't see
yeah.
how they got nothing long enough to fit him.
Yeah.
Yeah. You had to let him out to the last notch.
That's right, the last notch.
Yeah, I know. You told.
In the morning time, I have a bad time getting up in the morning time, and like I'm setting it all. It just hurts all the time. See, I just don't go around and be crying about my back. You know, like more people all over my back. I just try to hold it down best I can.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it be hurting all the time.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But you know, I don't know what I do. My back hurt all the time, but I have had the things that hurt.
Yeah.
And you know, a fella can just get in the habit of going around crying about it all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's right.
And it sort of it don't make very good talk, does it?
Mm-hmm.
No, sir.
It sure don't.
Don't help it any.
No, sir.
It sure don't.
It sure don't.
But a lot of people running on my back in real bad shape before I'm messed up and my legs go dead. Well, most people just get the back cut just a little bit, and then, you know what I mean, that I'll go on crying about the back.
Yeah.
But now that I'll let that alone, my back messed up too.
Yeah, you don't know it, it sure is. I can lift something too heavy, you know, for a time or two, and I'll have some pain in mind for a while.
Oh, you will?
Mm-hmm. Like when I used to pick oranges, I used to tote that sack with a whole box.
Yeah.
That's 2 bushels.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
That's what I used to tote. Then I used to load that old pulpwood. We had to lift it all by hand. And some of them logs, Lord knows, would be that high laying on the ground from the ground. And we loaded them logs.
Oh, you did?
Sure
you
did.
Mean a foot and a half through?
Pine logs for pulpwood.
A foot and a half through.
That's right.
Golly.
We load them. Only way we could load some of them was got that sticks. You know them sticks would be on the back to hold them. Lay them, put them up there, and then roll it up there.
Mm-hmm.
And put all the big wood to the bottom on the truck, and then pull around and get all the little wood and throw up on top of it. That's the only way we could load it.
Oh, I never saw it that big.
Man, so they used to cut some big ones like that. Out there to an early bird, you call it. Some one day, I went out with a boy, young, healthy, big old colored fellow. I said, thing he ain't gonna be able to work. That fella was study calling on me that evening, but it was about to get dark.
Hmm.
We went out there soon that morning. We got to haul some wood. Right there early, boy, we had a short haul, but from here to them colored folks out down there. We didn't get much further than that from the ramp. And we hauled 18 loads of pulpwood, loaded and hauled and unloaded. But we were rolling it off on the ground in a big pile. We had a car box, didn't have no car box to put it on. And that night I done like this, you know, and the crap, a big knot come up under there, and I couldn't shut my mouth. I had to move, and a big knot catch me there. I moved like that, it catch me there, and all up in here. I said, And the next morning, I couldn't eat that night. Every time I go to open my mouth, the big knot would cramp.
Why, that?
Couldn't eat that night. I couldn't hardly sleep and rest after I got home and took a good water. So that next morning, I got up, I'm going to work. Man, I wasn't able to do nothing for 2 or 3 days.
Imagine
that.
That
big old man.
Oh,
he was out there, and he went back the next day and was study hauling with somebody else. Just got him another partner. And I said, man, you go ahead on, buddy.
He wore out one partner and ran for another.
Yeah, but it finally got it. He went down south and it come back on him.
Yeah.
He did now. He's a young fella too and strong, my God. And he was still working in pulpwood right on. He told me he took sick there one night and just died. He just wake himself to death.
Oh.
At big money. He loved his big money. I'll tell you that. Yeah.
Yeah. And then after he made that big money, he had to celebrate a little, didn't he?
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. So he vacated the hall, too. And he got too.
Yeah.
Poor fella going on even here. He come from Georgia. Following Mr. Kemp. Man was named Mr. Kemp. Man said, let me buy you a brand new truck, John. I said, no, sir. Don't buy me a new truck. He said, well, when you wait for me, I said, I won't take out with what you tell me a week or a month on that truck until you pay for it. I told him, no, sir, I ain't gonna buy no truck. I had gotten up with that poker. That poker done killed me.
Yeah.
Well, I give it up.
For you like that,
he bought a heap of them boys brand new trucks. He got them. Some of them got them old trucks right now.
Oh, really?
He really
you
is.
You mean they stayed with it and worked them out?
Still, yeah, sir. They still got them trucks. Yeah, sir.
Well.
He moved on back to Georgia. He the one, he the first one coming to this country and ever that poker was business. Come out of Georgia. Name was Mr. Kemp.
Yeah.
Mr. Jake Keel was his boss man. He was a little foreman out in the field in the woods.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. I never forget that man. He offered to buy me a home in O'Killer. I could have bought me a nicer home in the place more than O'Killer for $400. He offered to pay for that for me. I told him, no, I'm scared of debt. No, I don't want to buy that.
Yeah.
Fence around it and everything. I mean, a nice home. I ride by there and I look at that house. I said, look at that. What I could have had for nothing. $400? And you buy it now. Go there to buy it now.
Yeah,
yeah, I think
that's
so high now,
so
you couldn't hardly buy it.
No, sir. Sure won't. And had a fence around it and everything. Mm-hmm. You know that chain link fence and everything around.
Yeah.
About 2 acres of land.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't want nothing for it. She had some over there on Broadway, where you're going out on Highway 20.
Uh-huh.
She tried to sell me some lot to it in. I went by. And Bishop Nelson bought two of them and put up a stone building on one of them. And rent the house out. He never did live in it. He rented out. Well, he died and his wife died. He leave all them sons and daughters there, and I don't hardly ever see none of them no more. Now and again I see one of them, and they don't be where I can talk to them.
Yeah.
Be riding or something like that.
Oh yeah, you just see them pass.
That's right. And the daddy would buy a brand new Buick every year, a brand new Buick car every year he'd get one.
Yeah.
From Israel Motor Company. That was Israel Motor Company, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And he bought the last brand new Buick he bought. I see it sitting in the yard. That them cars, it's an old model, but it ain't hurt.
Yeah.
But you can't find them children to ask them nothing about it. They don't do nothing to sit right there in the yard.
Mm-hmm.
Got a bus there. One of them school buses?
Yeah.
Got one of them there. But it was for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a preacher, he's a big bishop.
Oh.
Yeah, he's a bishop. Bishop Nelson.
Yeah. And he had his bus right there.
Yeah, sure. He had a son though named Eason. Somebody's playing a high warrior. He make a special talk just like somebody near.
Hmm.
That's right. You can see that thing, that high warrior.
Yeah,
sure.
And the bishop didn't care?
No, he played in the church. Sing them church songs.
Oh, did he?
Make it go look like somebody talking the songs. He could play it. He so could.
Them church songs.
Yes, sir. You're a church fella.
Well, I never heard anything like that.
Yes, sir. They play that high warrior in the church. You could play that, though.
Yeah. Did you ever hear anything like that, Henry?
No, sir.
Never.
And the other was back there, whooping the piano while he's playing that. They'd have some meeting at that church.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was on Fort King Street.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 22nd and Fort King.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I know which that one is.
Yes.
Down in
O'Cala? Yes, ma'am.
I see.
Well, you know when they get them big cars and drive by you and people you used to know, it always makes me feel sort of small, John.
You're right.
And I ain't getting very far. Everybody else is.
I like them little cars, but some people just want them big ones where they can just come up by you like you ain't nothing.
Yeah.
I reckon they might have got jealous of my brother-in-law. He had this man bought him one of them big, nice Buicks, you know.
Yeah,
he
bought
him a nice one. He had a Wildcat Buick, but that was about a 67.
Yeah, I bought it about 67.
Mm-hmm. They went and got rid of that and got him a late model one.
Mm-hmm.
You mean the one that was killed?
Yes, ma'am. Just had been bought not so long ago. Then he went and had all his mouth fixed up, all that gold teeth and thing put in his mouth. Had his mouth fixed up. Just as he got that fixing, told me, I'm fixing to put up a home for your sister. That's what he used to tell me all the time.
Yeah.
Your sister gonna have her a nice home. Finally, the poor boy didn't get a chance to make it to it.
Oh, I declare, isn't that
awful? Yeah, it sure is. He said he was gonna soon be there. He could retire off the city and draw his money.
Oh, he works for the city, like.
Yeah, he works for the city.
Yeah.
I think they give us something to help with him and everything too. I think they did. Man, so he, man, they cried the morning and they told him he was looking for him Monday morning and he didn't show up.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was glad, John. Well, that's something.
It sure is.
And he was going to build your sister a house.
Yeah, they got a little, one of them Jim Walter houses they hadn't long bought and paid for. But he said he's going to put up a, one of them block houses, a nice one.
Yeah. Well, I like them Jim Walter houses.
Yes.
I mean, so is them.
That's a nice little house they got, ain't it, Henry?
It sure
that's
is.
That's a nice little house. Mm-hmm. Ain't no joke. But he said he just wanted him one of them kind. I guess he wanted, because I got one. I guess that's why he wanted him one so bad. He'd come there and sit down all the time and talk to me.
Yeah, well, block house.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
And y'all ain't never been by in La Cuyasti.
I don't know what the trouble is, John.
I'm
going to
come by, John. I really am.
You know, I just stay over here and just
sort
of tied down.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yes, yeah, sir.
And then I don't know when you're going to be there or anything.
I'll be running for some time, but I'm about to get up with everything now. The way I got to do something for myself. How about that?
Is that right?
That's right. When you get overloaded, you're just overloaded.
Yeah.
You know what I mean. I got in debt too much.
Oh, that's what the trouble is.
I got in too much debt one time.
Well, what are you getting in debt for, John?
For my home and different things.
You mean you still paying on it?
Been paying on it ever since President Kennedy got killed that year.
Yeah.
Still paying on it. And I sent the payment off the other day and sent I sent for the balance on that house. And I ain't heard from the people since.
Yeah.
Wonder what they done.
I don't know what they done.
Can't get
done.
Wrote them again since then and can't get no hearing from them. I wonder what happened.
What you say, Henry?
I said they might be going to try to make another charge to you for that house. We'll charge you two times for it, probably.
Mm-hmm. I got all them receipts and everything.
Yeah.
Well, you better keep them, John.
Yeah.
But my wife done wrote them twice and she can't get no hearing from them no more. Reckon that company sold out to another company or something?
Could have.
There's something gonna happen. I don't know what it is. And I ain't never miss a payment on that house since I handed it.
Do you get a receipt?
Yes, sir. They been mailing them back to me. I send the payment and the money order, and they'd send me a receipt back.
Well, I tell you, you mail me a payment, and I'll send you a receipt.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I used to pay in the post office in Ocala upstairs, on the second floor.
Yeah.
That's where I used to pay, but. The people wrote me and told me they don't pay them no more money to mail it to them.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe you better check with that place at Ocala and ask them what's happening.
It's still the FHA.
Uh-huh.
Through the FHA.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Farm Home Administration.
Uh-huh. Well,
yes, that's who it is.
Yeah.
It's still got that same name, but I ain't got no answer from them last two or three letters I wrote. There must be something gonna happen. Mr. Bush, you know him? Rufus Bush.
Seems like I run into him.
He used to be Ron McIntyre's a whole lot.
Yeah.
Mr. Rufus Bush. He's the man come around and got me to build that house. I had spent $3,000 on that house, and that house looked like it was going back down before I could get enough to finish it.
Yeah.
Didn't have no well of water or nothing. So he come in and completed with everything. That's where I got in that debt.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to go along. We didn't work on it a little bit at the time, but I reckon the block house would have rot out before I got it built. That's the long one like I was doing.
It might have would
have.
So he just come on and say, I'll come and complete it for, was it $4,800? I believe it was $4,800. So he'll finish it for
$4,800. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what your house costs, $4,800 plus your
$3,000. That's right.
But you got a pretty nice house.
Yes, one of them block houses. Three bedroom, kitchen, dining room.
Yeah.
Jimmy cabinets in it and everything, built side the wall.
Yeah.
Cabinets down there next to the floor where you put your pots. You give me all of that in the bath tub, bathroom.
Yeah.
All them different things. You put everything in there.
Yeah.
All the other stuff they furnished it in there.
John, when you was handling all that pulpwood and you went home at night and you had all them symptoms, you lifted so much, your muscles just knotted up on you.
It ain't no joke. How you know that?
Because mine done that
in these things here.
Uh-huh. just knotted up.
And you can tell it's they stay sore-ish like.
Uh-huh.
In them muscles.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And then them cramps were running through you, you in trouble then.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, John.
Wonder what to stop that cramp business. There's nothing stop old age, though, do it.
I don't know what'll stop that.
You know what I'm saying, old age? I mean, nothing can kill old age, though, can it?
No.
I'm getting on up there pretty good now, eh?
No.
And I have went through something. You know, I got to the, promoted to the fifth grade and going to school.
Yeah.
I jumped out and told my mother, ma'am, I'd rather go to work, and I've been working ever since.
Yeah.
I was promoted to the fifth grade. And I never did went to school in the fifth grade, but my sister taught me a heap in the fifth grade,
yeah,
where I was. So that's true now. When I was about 12 years old, I was went out and went to work like a man there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've been working ever since. My sister said, if you help me finish school and go through college, I'll teach you what I know. And then when I get through with college, I'll help send you to college. But I know anything, my sister found a man she loved and married.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that throws me off my base.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I never did go to school no more then. I just give it up. And I should have gone on, but give it up then.
Well, John, you don't know what would have happened to you if you'd done that.
No, you're right, though. So no.
You've done pretty well with it,
eh? Yeah.
I think you have.
Yeah. And I was very tedious with what I read in the Bible. It said, honor thy father and mother, that thy dealing may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And I read that, and I get take that into consideration. And, that make me know, if a person older than I am and trying to tell me something for the right,
yeah,
he asked my mother and my father.
Mm-hmm.
Now that's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that's right.
Yes, sir. But if I don't honor people, well, I'm just messing up.
Well, now you see, if you hadn't been to first grade, well, you could read that and put your mind on it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You see, you wouldn't have thought about
it. No, sir. Sure right. Yes, sir. I'll tell you. And if I mistreat my fellow man, Lord, help me to get to him quick and beg and please forgive me because I didn't intend to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I can't rest. And if I mistreat somebody, I feel like I hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to fool around with you. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to hurry and get to you if I can and ask you to forgive me for that.
Mm-hmm.
This time, please.
I think he's like that, isn't he, Henry?
Yes, ma'am.
Is that right?
Uh-huh.
Is that right?
If I don't do that, it worries me.
Uh-huh.
My conscience will whoop me. It won't let me do things, but I see people do.
Uh-huh.
It whoop me. My conscience will whoop me.
He don't go around holding grudges against people.
Can't do it. I just cannot do that. Henry, I think we better go.
Yeah, I do too.
Your wife, is she going to church tonight?
Yeah, she go to church tonight.
Uh-huh. Well, she gonna whip you because you ain't gonna be there to keep them children.
How many children you got here?
I got three. I got one boy and a two girls.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yo, thank you for my call, and
I
hate to run. I'm out trying to see if I can get some of them plants from that man, Mr. Moore.
Yeah.
If I can, I'm gonna come over here next week and wake him up. I ain't playing now.
You don't have any.
But I can't bring this man here with me Monday. He got to go off Monday.
Well, you all rigged up now. It'd be nice to have somebody watch that planter start out.
You reckon you can come Tuesday?
Tuesday. Well, there's nothing on be in the way. There's nothing on how to come up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I have to go to more doctor appointments, have different appointments. Sometimes
if they call on you, you have to go there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Well, it sure is nice to have you. Come back when you can.
Yes, ma'am.
Can you Saturday?
Henry, I want you to come Tuesday.
All right, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I come on you Tuesday there. You know, if nothing don't come up.
All right, well, we'll be back then, and I'll start the planning. And don't stop till I get to.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, no.
All right. We won't let it rain too much.
All right. Sure enough, that's right.
Just enough.
Now, that fella told me, he said, I ought to run over that land again lightly with that thing before I plant it. You reckon I ought to? Mr. Moss, I'm asking your opinion, buddy.
You gonna wear it out.
Huh?
You gonna wear it out going over it again. You gonna wear the ground out.
He said, I should. Said, well, the grass got to be right up with me if I don't. Now, that's the fellow was supposed to come here and do that work for me, told me that. He's an old farmer.
Yeah.
He used to work for Mr. Cates. You know Mr. Cates? Well, you ain't heard of him, have
you?
Mr. Cates. Mr. Raymond Cates.
Is he an old farmer?
Yeah, a cattle man and a hog man. Raised hogs and cows. He sold out and moved to... What's the name of the place he moved to? Palm Beach? Daytona Beach. He moved down there. He sold out. Well, this fellow, what I'm talking about, he started working for that man when he was a little boy. And nobody couldn't raise many peanuts as he was raised on a piece of land. He started working for that man when he was a little boy.
Yeah.
And drove a tractor for that man until he got up to where he can drive tractors for himself and own all them big new Ford tractor things.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that old boy got something. New trucks, new tractors, and everything.
Now, who are we talking about now?
Alton DeWeese. Alton DeWeese.
Yeah. And he's the one that worked for Keith.
He used to work for Mr. Keith, but Mr. Keith done made his money and gone and sold his place. And that boy, he's out for himself now.
Yeah.
He worked for him ever since he was a little boy.
Yeah.
He'd come in the evening from school and run them tractors for him all night long.
Really?
Wouldn't sleep enough to nod in school and go back the next day and wait.
Yeah. Yeah.
On Friday and Saturday evening, he wouldn't get no rest then until Monday night again.
Yeah.
Go hard and get ready for school and go.
How about that?
Yeah, boy, got it now. He got a whole lot of cows. I told him, what are you going to do with all them cows?
Yeah.
Two or three big barns full of hay and everything. He gone.
Well, where is he?
He's over there near Spa, between Spa and Reddick's.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Between Spa and Reddick's?
Yeah.
So he's pretty well fixed.
Yeah, I see he put in there about 8 months ago, they put in a double-wide trailer, mobile home.
Oh, really?
One of the big double-wide, one of the longest ones I've ever seen, too.
Good Lord. Now, he's not the one that's doing the custom work.
He's the one doing that pine tree setting.
Yeah.
He sets them pine trees in rotation. You've seen them pine trees in rotation.
Yeah.
He goes out with his equipment and do all of that kind of
stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that stuff goes fast once you get started.
You're right.
Now, they put that, it's that ground's broke up, ain't it?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Break that ground and put that them trees in rotation, and he got the thing there to just drop it right through there, and they just stick them trees out and keep going.
Yeah.
Oh.
Got the boys there to help him, you know.
Yeah. Well, John, what all do you do to take up so much of your time?
Suck around the house and set out cuttings off of pear trees and set out peach trees and cut dead limbs off of them and kill a heap of time around the house.
You mean you just work around the house?
And most of the time I go pick a few oranges or something. Like, the old man would run the orange shop and get me to pick a few boxes of oranges. I go pick them for him. Then I come back and I piddle around with what I got there.
Oh,
I got a few old chickens, a few them old two or three old hogs or rabbits and all that old kind of stuff. And then them two little horses. And And the children, I bought them horses for the children. They read them once or twice, and they don't study no horse no more.
Well, John, what's the trouble? Is it much trouble to pick the oranges he wants?
Yeah, that's a heap of trouble. That didn't he pick them? Now he goes south and pick what he wants down south. But he sent me up here with these tall trees. He ain't going up there with them tall trees. He got to send me up there to get them few for him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you have to get up on a ladder.
And that's right, on a long ladder too.
Oh, really?
Give them up, yes.
Oh, you mean they're that tall?
Yeah, man. Sure is some tall trees in there. And then the long ladder sometimes don't be to the top of it. Take a stick and reach up there and pull them off like that, a hook on there and thing.
Yeah.
And them fall down there, and all that don't bust, I put them in the box, but them with bust, I can't put them in there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's kind of slow work, isn't it?
It sure is. That's what I say. I go there. And it don't be that many to pick, but it's so inconvenient. And then it's, the time I go there and come back, it'll be about 2 o'clock, 1 o'clock or 2 o'clock. And I said, you don't need me going over now, I'm trying to do nothing else for myself here with your place. So I'm getting it straightened out now. I'm going to tell him, man, I get through with him here, and I'm got to go now. I won't see him no more till another season if he want me. I ain't got time to worry with you. I just had to tell him, get through with it. Now, if he'd have wanted something like a day like today, see them two young boys I got there home would have went with me in Houghton. My grandson and my son. But see, we want them all through the week if we don't want. And I waited one evening until they come from school. And let me tell you, I had a time trying to get what he wanted. He's sitting there waiting on with the truck. I had a time. Me and them boys had a time that evening. But we got them. How many of that was? 42 bucks, wasn't it? You remember the day I told you I think I picked 42 boxes that evening?
42
boxes that evening.
What do you have to have all that?
That's 84 bushels. We picked them that evening after school.
Yeah. What, do you have a big order or something?
He run an orange shop. Orange shade.
Well, you don't have to have all at one time, does it?
That's how many he asked for that evening. And we picked them. 42 boxes. That's 84 bushels.
Yeah.
My gosh.
And we picked them in. My boy, my son, helped load them on a truck, and he come out right along with us.
Yeah.
He paid me 50 cents a bushel.
Well,
it's
worth it up there in the top of the tree.
It sure did. If I fall down when there'd be worth more than that, I'd be dead.
Paid me 50 cents a bushel.
That's right. But it's just about all of them gone now. All is only about gone out of that grove. So I won't be doing much more for him.
Henry, it's going to get dark on you.
Yeah,
I guess you're about to go on some
miles. Yeah, I appreciate that, Colby.
Yeah. Well, I'm...
Look at this. I lost my pocketbook. Ain't nothing in it but my driving license. If I'd leave it, I wouldn't leave nothing but driving license.
Well, you better put that
would,
where it won't fall out,
yeah,
John.
They wouldn't help me, would it?
No, you couldn't
drive. That
on.
Was real good for you to sit because it was the color of the chair.
It sure was. Sure is. All right.
Okay, we'll see y'all. Thanks for the coffee.
All right.
You'll try to be here Tuesday.
Okay.
If I see if I can make a report in, if I can get him back home well enough, I might come Monday.
Well.
But I'll stay Tuesday for sure.
Okay.
I got to come by myself.
Now that's channel 2 over. Channel 2 something. Channel 2 right. Channel 2 right. And it's around 1500, 1400 maybe. This with John Turner and Henry early in the afternoon. And now they've just finished after supper rigging up the tractor to put out plant the peanuts. This Saturday, the 15th of March, 75. This Saturday, the 15th of March, 75. Channel 2, right, around 1500. I'm just guessing. This Saturday, the 15th of March, 75. John Turner and Henry.